T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it'd be a huge boost. You know, he's a real good player, and he's played a lot of good minutes for us. You know, he's been banged up a fair amount of this year, so when we do get him back, it's going to be a big boost for the team.
What do you need to see from him to dress him tomorrow?
Well, we'll make decisions accordingly, but it's not so much what we need to see from him. It's a matter of a conversation with Justin and the medical staff and what we think is best for him and for the team. And so we'll have that conversation. And we'll make the decisions accordingly.
Excuse me.
Dom Cahoon is diagnosed with a concussion, so he is right now in concussion protocol.
Do you anticipate having Simone tomorrow? Are you proceeding as if you'll have him?
Yes.
Mike, have you noticed with all the guys, everybody's always anxious to come back from injuries, but because the team's played well, have they been able to be a little more patient than usual in trying to recover?
Well, you know, regardless of what the circumstance looks like around the team, we always have the player's safety first and foremost, and that's just an organizational philosophy, and so we're trying to make the best decisions for the player first and foremost, and then the team as a whole. But you know, I think our medical staff does a great job at understanding the risks associated with when guys return to play, and we have that conversation as players get closer to that return to play. We have that conversation daily, and so we'll continue to do that with the guys that we have out right now. Obviously, we look forward to the time when we get a healthy lineup, but in the meantime, these guys that are playing every night have done a great job for us.
With the break coming up, is it better to have a rival like Philly tomorrow to make sure everyone's locked in?
Well, I haven't really given it much thought. You know, I don't think anybody's given much thought to the break, quite honestly. We still have one game left. It's an important game for us, and we just have to make sure that our focus is on the task at hand, and we stay in the moment. And so we're gonna go into Philly and play against a real good team, and we're gonna have to be at our best if we want to get the result.
Does having that week and a half off factor in one of the factors with Justin, even if he's ready? But you know what? It's only one game. You got extra 11 days to heal here, or whatever it is. Is that a consideration at all?
For sure, it's something that's been being discussed, and you know, we would be foolish not to. So, you know, that's part of the conversation. It's not the only part of the conversation, but you know, as I said, our guys, you know, their return to play is based on what the medical staff think is best for the player first and foremost, and then the team as a group as a whole. So, we'll have that discussion.
With Dominic and Jake each sideline right now, is it difficult to fill in the holes on the left side right now, or do you have guys that kind of move around, I guess, a little bit to fill that?
Well, we'll move guys around as best we can with what we have. And so that's what we've done to this point. That's what we'll continue to do. Guys, you know, with Dom Cahoon out of the lineup, someone else is going to get an opportunity to step in and make a difference.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Definitely ramped up, but it was a little slower than I wanted at the start. But, yeah, once I got on the ice, every day felt better, and it's feeling pretty good right now.
Just, I know talking to you earlier when we were talking about when you came back last year, it was just really hard to feel like sort of had could find your legs. Has this been at all similar? Because I know this was bigger.
Yeah. I think, last year was a completely different thing. It was, I was out for 4 months and pretty serious injury. And this one I've been doing a lot of rehab and, you know, lots of stuff, so I don't think that should be a problem. You know, the guys here that help us out do a great job, so I'll be ready to go when I come back.
Not that you have any control over it, but is this a good or a bad time for the All-Star break for you personally?
I think it's good. You know, anytime you can get a week off, it's, you know, just to get away from the game for not only me but for everyone, it's nice to refocus and obviously heal up. obviously a lot of guys are banged up, and this week will be great for us.
You've unfortunately had a chance over the past couple of seasons to watch this team not being on the ice. Just in this recent time, what have you seen? Look at games like yesterday. I think that was a pretty good feel-good game. Just,
yeah.
What are you seeing?
It's so fun to watch them. They work so hard. They're so hard to play against. We play with speed, and it's so tough for teams to defend us, and our guys are doing a great job defending as well. And just like I said, it looks like we're just a tough team to play against right now, and we're playing to our identity.
Justin, sorry, came in late. How close are you to a return?
Pretty close. Obviously, it was full contact today, so hopefully get in as quick as I can.
Tomorrow?
Not ruling it out, but not confirming that. We'll see how I feel tomorrow and things like that.
How deep is this D-core now that Nuno are both out?
Like everyone that's been here has done a great job of stepping up, and you know, we've had some pretty big injuries. Sid, Dumo, Bugie's out. See, those aren't easy guys to replace, and I think all the guys have done a great job of just coming in. Everyone's stepping up their game, and everyone's playing as a team and working hard, and it's tough to play against.
The experience coming back last year after missing such a long period of time, or you as a veteran, played the game long enough that taking a month off or whatever, it still takes some time to a game or two?
It's tough, yeah. I think a month is around the time where you're a little rusty. It takes a couple of shifts and a couple of periods to get back into it, but you try to do as much as you can off the ice, prepare for that and make sure you're in shape and all that. But it's definitely tough. Obviously, it's not 4 months, but hopefully it'll be a little smoother than that one.
Thanks, Justin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.